Hello, everybody. It's time for NHK World, Radio Japan, Easy Japanese. I'm your host, Michelle Yamamoto.
And I'm Jonathan Shear. Let's have fun learning Japanese together.
Today we'll learn Lesson 12. Today's key sentence is...
いつ日本に来ましたか?
When did you come to Japan?
The main character of our skit is Anna, an international student from Thailand. Today, there's a party being held at the dormitory for foreign students where Anna lives.
Now let's listen to the skit for Lesson 12.
ロドリゴさんはいつ日本に来ましたか
?3月に来ました。
もう日本の生活に慣れた?
ええ、まあ。
Okay, let's go over the skit. Sakura asked Rodrigo.
Rodrigo-san wa itsu nihon ni kimashita ka?
Rodrigo, when did you come to Japan?
Rodrigo-san.
Is the name Rodrigo with the honorific title, san, attached?
Wa.
Is the particle indicating a topic?
Itsu.
Is when?
Nihon.
Is Japan?
に
is a particle indicating places, times, or situations. Here, it indicates to where somebody has moved.
来ました
is came. It's the past form of the verb.
来ます
to come.
か
is a particle. Remember that if you add it at the end of a sentence and say the sentence with a rising intonation, you can turn the sentence into a question.Rodrigo answers.
3月に来ました。
I came in March.
3月
is March. It consists of the number
3
3 and the word meaning month.
月
に is a particle. Here it indicates a point of time.
来ました
is came.
Michelle, could you please teach us how to say the months?
Okay. When you want to say which month, you just add gatsu to a number. But please keep in mind, for 4, 7, and 9, you use the other ways of saying those numbers.
Shi, shichi, ku.
April is?
Shigatsu.
July is?
Shichigatsu.
September is
9月
Alright, let's go back to the skit. Sakura asks Rodrigo,
もう日本の生活に慣れた?
Have you got used to living in Japan by now?
もう
is yet, already, or by now. It's an adverb. 日本 is Japan.
の
is a particle linking nouns.
生活
is living or life. So,
日本の生活
means living in Japan or life in Japan. Here, the particle
に
in 日本の生活に indicates a situation.
慣れた
is got used to or have got used to. It is the past form of
慣れます
To get used to. It also expresses the perfective aspect.
Now, wait a second. I thought the past form of naremasu is naremashita, right?
That's right. The casual way of saying
naremashita.
Got used to or have got used to is nareta. Nareta ends with ta. Verbs that end with ta are called ta form verbs.Rodrigo then answers,
ええ、まあ。
Yeah, to some extent.
ええ。
Is yeah. It's an answer in the affirmative, but if you say,
ええ、まあ。
It becomes equivocal affirmation, meaning a bit unsure. Now it's time for the segment, Teacher's Teacher, where the program's supervisor, Professor Akane Tokunaga, teaches us today's point for learning.
Today we learned about ta form verbs. Can you please teach us how to change the mas form of verbs to the ta form?
Okay, let's ask our teacher.
私が教えましょう。
Here is what she says. The ta form of verbs is the conjugation form of verbs that ends with ta or da. It is the past or the perfect aspect of verbs. Let me explain how you can change the masu form to the ta form. The basic pattern is to change masu to ta.
なれます。
To get used to becomes
なれた。
You notice that in なれます, the syllable just before masu is で, and its vowel is え. This pattern applies to all the verbs with the vowel in the syllable just before masu is え, and some verbs with the vowel in the syllable just before masu is い. In the other pattern, you not only change masu, but also one syllable just before it. For example, if the syllable just before masu is D, you change D and masu together. So, dimasu becomes ta.
集まります.
To gather becomes
集まった.
This rule also applies when the syllable before masu is I or chi. Here too, you change I or chi and masu together to ta. If the syllable just before masu is mi, ni, or bi, you change both the syllable and masu to nda. For example,
読みます.
To read becomes
読んだ.
Let's memorize this by a song.
1リッターミニビンだ1リッターミニビンだ.
Now if the syllable before masu is ki, you change the syllable and masu to ita. So,
聞きます.
To listen to becomes
聞いた.
If the syllable before masu is gi, you change the syllable and masu to ida.
急ぎます.
To hurry up becomes
急いだ. 行きます.
To go is the only exception to this rule. It becomes
行った.
Now the song for this part is
聞いた聞いた言った聞いた聞いた言った.
You may have noticed that the way to make the ta form verbs is the same as how to make te form verbs, which you learned in lesson 8 and 9. Just replace te with ta and de with da. Next up is our corner for sound words.
Wow, that sounds like everyone is having a really good time.
Yes, we have a word to describe when a lot of people are having a good time together.
わいわい.
わいわい.
There's another way to describe a crowd.
がやがや.
This describes how a large number of people are making a lot of noise, talking to one another. Can you tell?
Before we close, Anna looks back on today's events and tweets. It's Anna's tweets.
今日は...
Everyone loved my Thai curry. I hear Japan has curry of its own style, and it's very popular, especially among children.
Did you enjoy lesson 12?
The party continues in the next episode.
So, join us again.
さようなら!